everybody. Cal Banyan here. Another episode of Cal Banyan's Hypnosis, Etc. with Meredith Locker. And if you're watching this video anywhere except CalBanyan.com, you want to go there right now because right below this video, right down there, is all kinds of links, supporting information for each podcast. All right. Guess what? I've got a very, very big surprise going on for Meredith Locker today. I'd like to see the look on her face. But let me tell you about Meredith Locker. She's a professional. She's a one percenter in the field of hypnosis. She's a dog lover, a brainiac, an adventurer, someone that's just going out there every day changing people's lives with hypnotherapy. And I've got something very special, a gift for her today. She doesn't know it, but here I come. Let's see what happens. Hi, Meredith.
Hi, Cal. I'm scared.
I brought you an ice cream.
Oh, yay! An ice cream.
Today is a little over a year on the show. So,
thank you,
and
Cal.
We're going to eat ice cream.
Yes.
Because I know you're not a fan of cake and stuff.
No.
Not in it.
Yay. Ice cream. Hi. It's 1 year.
So you have to eat this during this episode.
Oh, wonderful. Okay, that'll be fun. Sorry if I have stuff in my teeth, guys. Yay. Yes, it has been 1 year together. I'm not quite sure if you guys know who Cal is. I'm pretty sure you do, since that's why you've tuned in. But Cal Banyan is definitely the one percenter. He is the ultimate, the epitome of 1%. He is the creator of 5-Path and 7th-Path self-hypnosis. He is the teacher of teachers, and he is the top trainer, in my opinion, in the world. And I'm just honored to have been a part of this show for a whole year so far, and to get to eat ice cream while filming. I mean, what could be better? Well, riding on Harleys, right, Cal? That could be better.
Well, I'll tell you what. I'm so proud to be here and to do this show. And, you know, this, people say this is the Hypno One Percenter podcast show, and that we give away more in a few episodes than most teachers will teach in a whole class. And you know what? That's all right. You know, go get your basic training wherever you get your basic training, and then plug yourself and your friends into this show. Let me see. What am I going to do? Oh, I'm going to open my ice cream so I can celebrate with Meredith. And Meredith is going to tell us what this show is going to be all about.
I'm kind of busy here. This is really good. I highly recommend ice cream and chocolate. Well, today I want to get into one of the most exciting techniques that we use. It's really a piece of an overarching technique. The overarching technique being age regression, and the piece being what Cal has sometimes called it as free, but today we realized it's actually fray, future reinforcing event. And so age regression is phase two of 5-Path, the process that is a systematic advanced approach to bringing people through the change that they want to experience when they come to us. And when we take them through age regression, we typically take them back in time, younger in time, and so we kind of bounce back through the SSEs, the subsequent sensitizing events, eventually getting to and verifying the ISE, the initial sensitizing event. And then once we have done informed child technique in that space, then we bring them back through, bringing that wisdom and knowledge through all of the SSEs, or at least the most important ones, and then we bring them back. And one of the pieces that really makes our work special is that we can also bring them into the future and help our clients to experience what life will be like before it's actually even happened, with their new behaviors and their new insights and their new wisdom and all of that. How am I doing so far, Cal?
This ice cream is great. Let me tell you something. You're doing great, but, oh, man, this is the best idea I've had a week, maybe all year. Let me tell you, I want to spill the beans. I want everyone to know that Meredith is 44.
What?
44. This is, she's done 44 episodes with us. And so we're going to see if she can break Celeste's record of, I think she did 59 episodes. So I think Meredith is going to be around that long. What do you think, Meredith?
Well, especially if you start giving me ice cream every time, I will be here.
Yeah, but we'll have to get a wide-angle lens.
I know. So true. That's what exercise is for, right?
Yeah, that's right. Oh, so you're going to go bicycle riding with me, right?
Well, I'm actually liking the Harley idea better these days. Not that I'm not digging the exercise, but I don't know. I think you've struck something in me with that, Cal.
Hey, you know what is a lot of exercise? Running out of gas on your Harley and pushing it to a gas station.
Yes.
I've done that. That's a lot of work, especially with those big heavy leather jackets on. But then that's why you bring the gal around on the back to help push you to the gas station.
Oh, that's what she's for. I understand now. I always wondered.
All right. Hey, so we're talking about fruh.
Fruh.
Fruh. Or F-R-E or free. And, you know, we talked a lot on this podcast already about age regression. And when someone experience age regression, what they do is they revivify to relive an event from the past. And it's really a reality check. And take that person back to the past and have them relive an event and find out, you know, is those perceptions, were they based in reality? Are they generating beliefs and emotions that are you know, really serving them and are based in reality? So in fruh, or F-R-E, or free, whatever you want to call it, this age progression work. And what we're going to do in that event is we're going to have them pre-vivify, kind of a word I made up, but means live in advance. Because what it does is it creates an expectation in the mind. And people tend to experience in their lives what they expect to experience in their eyes. So in addition to just direct suggestion work, like I've talked about the segue, how we will, after we've had them have the insight in the past, have them attach the new suggestions that they're going to receive to that, to those insights. So, for example, now that you've had this insight, you're going to be able to accept this suggestion more powerfully than ever before, and then you give them the suggestion. Well, in addition to that, having them pre-vivify to go into certain probable events in the future is a very, very powerful thing. What all do you want to cover about that today, Merida?
Well, I kind of want to get into a little detail because in theory it makes perfect sense. And it's really, you know, part of the nuts and bolts of what, especially people who work with athletes, you know, any kind of maybe speech work, you know, someone who has fears of speaking, public speaking, you would usually use this kind of a technique. But, you know, obviously it can be used for anyone with any issue, and, you know, somebody who's trying to lose weight, being somewhere in the future experiencing the slimness that comes, you know, with that weight loss and experiencing the control of eating. Maybe not the best time to be saying that right now while I'm eating this ice cream, but experiencing the ability to eat this ice cream and then stop at that. And that's very powerful medicine. And you know, so, but when you get into the nitty-gritty of it, there starts to become some questions, like, how far ahead do I take them to be, you know, most appropriate? Do I go a week ahead, a month ahead, a year ahead? Do I go to several points ahead in time? And how to best lead them without overly leading them? And so there's a lot of questions that come up, and there's even more that I have for you, but I think I've started you off there. So, Cal, how far ahead would you recommend that we go with someone?
Well, you know, it really depends. I'd like to go far ahead enough to where I'm on my second ice cream. I think that would be really great. I've got a whole box of them in the freezer. For example, it really depends on the issue that the client has come in for. If the client has come in because there is a particular event that that person is concerned about, for example, let's say the person came in because they have a fear of spiders, in the age regression, we go back, we uncover the fear, we neutralize it, we go through the SSEs, which are the sensitizing subsequent events, I've got brain freeze from this ice cream. The SSCs are going to reinforce the change that we made in the ISC, which is the initial sensitizing event, and the SSCs are the subsequent sensitizing events. We go into the future to the events that were causing my client concerns, the ones that drove the person in to see me. For example, if the individual came in for the fear of spiders, and the reason he's doing that is because there's this event coming up, like he's going camping with his son or something like that, and he doesn't want his fear of spiders to either embarrass him or limit what he can do in the camping trip, then I definitely want to take him to that place. So with this in mind, when you do the pre-hypnosis interview for the client, we want to do the benefits for him. Find out specifically why they want to make these changes. And as a result, we write those down, and we might want to think about some events in the future that the client foresees that it'd be helpful to make the change, and then we simply take them to those events. We could have a weight loss client who has some events in the future, for example, a wedding, a vacation, summertime at the beach, a dance coming up. And those would be times that we would take them to in the future, feeling good. They may also have some concerns, like at the wedding, am I going to eat well? Or maybe their family every week goes as a family event out to eat in a restaurant, and that's where the individual would kind of blow it. So we can have them go through that event, experiencing the changes that were made in the ISC and SSE experiences. What places do you have in mind?
Well, you know, and I'm also kind of wondering about, what about the client that doesn't have an event? What about the client who, you know, just, I don't, you know, they want to quit smoking. They don't have a particular event, but of course, clearly with smoking, there might be particular times when they have a tendency to desire a cigarette. So would you just choose, you know, to lead them to them being in the car if that's a typical time, or being at the bar, or being with those friends, that kind of thing? How would you decide that, and where would be best? What are some points?
Yeah, I'll use wording kind of like this. Say, in a moment, we count from 1 to 5. When I get to 5, you're going to be at a probable future event, an event that in the past it would have concerned about whether or not you could remain a non-smoker. But I'm going to count from 1 to 5. When I get to 5, you're going to be at a probable future event. In the past, you were concerned about, but you're going to get through it with flying colors, because now you know this and now you know that, naming the insights that were experienced in the age regression part. Here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. There you are. And they pick out the probable event. So I can be pretty general about that, but inside of them, they know the events that they're concerned about.
Perfect. Beautiful. And so I love that, because what you're sharing now is a little bit extra than what you've shared before, that you are actually, you know, doing that. I mean, it is what you said in general, but you're giving us specifics as to how you do that segue from the insight, you know, reminding them of the insights, and then giving them suggestions that they are going to get through it in flying colors, as opposed to it being more like a test where you just tell them to go to this place and see how they do. So you're setting them up for that success. As far as, you know, did you want to say something about that, Cal?
Meredith, what I'm thinking about is also, we both do a lot of sports work, and we know that we don't really want to get into a lot of age regression stuff when the client is competing sometimes. For example, something that requires fine motor skills or something like that. As just an example, a dart throwing champion who's come. And we don't want to get into all their icky stuff during a contest, during a tournament. And so, but we could use age progression work very effectively in sports when we really shouldn't ought to be doing the age regression work. Why don't you tell them a little bit about that while I eat my ice cream?
Yeah, that's what you want. You know, I use age regression only when out of season with my athletes, but otherwise it's predominantly age progression. It's taking them through the different, you know, pretty much every athlete has practice, and then they have trials, and then they have, you know, some other kind of trial, and, you know, maybe regionals and national or what have you, and then they have some sort of an actual event that they're going for. And so I'll typically take them through building upon each. I'll take them through all of them if I have time. And of course, time is always, you know, a kind of a limiting factor, if you will. And so you do as much as you can, ultimately knowing that you do need to do the actual event to get the most success. You wouldn't want to cut short of that. But you actually take them through that experience. And ahead of time, I've been sure to really find out either if there is someone that they want to be able to do it like, to emulate kind of that hero template kind of a situation, or I find out what would a really successful run be for you. And so what happens there? Do you feel totally in control of your muscles? Do you feel balanced? Do you feel a flow? Do you feel, you know, an energy? Do you, what kind of a synergy do you have with whatever tool that you're using in that experience? And I really find out for them what makes the most sense to them as being prime, and allow them to then experience that in their mind in that situation with those competitors. And it never fails. Every single time, whether it's horse jumping or it's cycling or it's a basketball player, a football player, or a runner or a swimmer, and every single time they gain leads in their performance in reality after they have gone through that practice in their mind guided by me.
Nice.
Anything to add to that, Cal?
One thing I want to talk a little bit about is some people are confused about, well, they're just really talking about imagination or visualization, but this is something different. Tell them why it's different.
It's different because the mind doesn't know the difference between what is happening in reality and what is happening in the mind.
Well, I know, but that exists with imagination and also with visualization, right?
Mm-hmm.
How is what we're doing, the age progression work, and working with the fr? Get the fr out of here. Oh, we're going to have to edit that out, I think. Once I put on leather, I just get out of hand. I'm going to get you in leather. That's right.
Well, don't go too far, because I'm not sure what you're asking for here. So
you talk about the leather, you're talking
about... I'm talking about what you're trying to get out of me right now. I'm not quite sure where you're going.
Okay.
So this is all going to be cut out right here.
No. Let me just go there. What I'm talking about is, on one hand, we have visualization and imagination, and then we have what we're talking about, age progression work. Remember I started talking about pre-vivification. Let me once again talk about revivification. To revivify, you need to be in a deep level of hypnosis, at least Harry Aaron scale, slightly modified by the five pathers, stage four. Stage five is better than stage six. These are the somnambulistic stages. Now, in those stages, you don't just remember the past. You relive the past. It's a hallucination. So for it is much more realistic to the client when they revivify than if they're just imagining or pretending in an age regression. So we extend this power of deep hypnosis and the hypnotherapeutic work to age progression work. And the fr is what? Future reinforcing events. So we take the person into these events in their probable future, and they pre-live them. And as they pre-live them, they have access to touch, taste, sight, smell, hearing, what they would believe, not just so what they're thinking in those future events, what they're feeling emotionally, what they're feeling in their body, all of that stuff is now getting programmed into the subconscious mind, into the belief area, that's how they believe their future is. And we just tend to constantly keep manifesting the future we believe we're going to have. So one of the things we do with the age regression is we change our beliefs about the past and about who we are and about our world. Then in age progression, okay, what we do is we change the beliefs about the future, and we also are able to exercise skills in the future. So in sports, for example, there's a lot of things going on. One is, what do you believe you can do? What are you emotionally like when you're in the game? And then what are the skills that are involved? And in age progression work, you can run them through all of the, through very important, significant events in the future, be it in sports or be it someone public speaking, that really finishes off any kind of age regression work. So let me just quickly thumbnail sketch that. So you're going to have the client in the chair. You take them to somnambulism. You need to test. You need to test covertly for the somnambulism. Then you're going to bring up the feeling or the cognition, whatever it is associated with the problem, and then you're going to follow it back. And as you take them back to these past events, those are SSEs until you get to the first one, which is the ISE, initial sensitizing event. We find out what they're thinking, they're feeling. We leave in place the stuff that is based in reality. We change the stuff that's not. How do we do that? We inform child technique from the adult, telling the child aspect of themselves in the regressed state, what they wish they would have known then, what they wish would have felt then, with the coaching and help of the hypnotist or hypnotherapist. Then we're going to go back through the SSEs, coming back to the present, and we let them experience how things would have been if they thought then and felt then, how they should have, based on what the grown-up knows. Then we say, now we're going to go into your probable future. Okay, in a moment, count from 1 to 5. When you get to 5, you're going to be at a future event. Now, you can guide them, like I suggested, by saying that future event where you are going to go camping, and you're going to go there knowing everything you know now about spiders, and you're going to respond to spiders exactly the same every other normal person does. And you're going to be so proud of yourself, and you're going to have a great time. Here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Be there. And we run them through the experience. So that's like a non-sports example. Then the sports example would be maybe one of the problems with the sports man or woman is that they experience too much stress just before the game. And we find the source of that stress. We take them back. We neutralize the causes of the stress. We go through the events in their life that led up to now, having them re-experience those events associated with the issue, feeling being much less stressful. Why is that? Because what they think and what they feel has changed. Then we say, in a moment, I'm going to count from 1 to 5. When I get to 5, we're going to be at that future game coming up next Thursday, and you're going to go through it with everything you know now, and you're going to be so in control and so calm and so focused. Here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Be there. Then we run them through that event. So there's two examples how we would do that. When that work is done, then we would segue into, now that you know this, whatever the change was that occurred in the age regression, and whatever insights were gained by the age progression work, then you're going to be able to accept these suggestions more powerfully than ever before. And then we give them suggestions that are consistent with what they came in for. And it might be sports improvement, it might be better public speaking, or it might be overcoming a fear of like spiders and that kind of thing. Well, I could just talk about this for an hour.
I know, I love this subject. This is fantastic. Thank you so much, Cal. I know to you, you sometimes think that these subjects are small until we start talking about them, and then they take on a life of their own, and this is just so exciting to get into. And so, you know, my question for you next is then, so, you know, with an athlete, it's relatively clear, you know, when you've done enough and when they've kind of got it. But what about someone, you know, a weight loss client who doesn't particularly have an event, or, you know, someone just who has a general issue where you just generally want them to experience success in the future? Would you only take them to one future reinforcing event? Would you take them to 2 or 3? What would you normally do given some time?
I like to do at least 3. 3 is the charm, as they say. But certainly, I'm not limited to that. You know, an interesting thing that we don't talk enough about is, for example, you know, everyone who's watched this show or listened to this show very many times knows that we're 5-pathers. And path really consists of a five-phased approach. And the first phase is a preparation, testing, and convincing phase. We want to make sure we have a hopeful somnambulistic client before we get into the insight work like age regression. Phase two is age regression. Phase three is forgiveness of others. Phase four is forgiveness of self. Phase five, we do in cases of secondary gain. But sometimes, particularly with sports people, and I can think of some other issues like weight loss. After we've done all that insight work, they gain from doing additional sessions that are primarily direct suggestion and age progression work. In the five path work, we got rid of the cause of the problem. Now, after that work is done, then we can fine-tune and we can reinforce and we can help them build skills and to bring whatever insights were gained in the five-path process into a number of different situations that they might be concerned about. I know that a while back I was working with a rock and roller. He had a major album a few years back, you know, top 10 kind of album, and he wanted to work on some stuff, and after we got rid of some of the problems that were holding him back from really reaching the next level, then we started working on some other stuff, applying the insights that he had learned in the five-path process to different events using age regression, and also something we don't talk about enough with him, we also did a lot of informing soul work. All right. How are we doing on time there, Meredith?
Well, you know what, Cal? I still have more questions, but it's time to wrap this one up, so it looks like we've got another to be continued. So I am going to go ahead and sign off. This is Meredith Locker. Thank you so much. I've missed you all, and it's good to be back. Looking forward to continuing this important discussion about Freh in the next episode. Thank you so much. I can be reached at meredith@yourpathhypnosis.com, and looking forward to doing more with you.
All right. As you guys know, I'm Cal Banyan. I'd like you to visit my websites at hypnosis.org. I got some really cool stuff going on there in the next few weeks. I think you're going to see some real changes. Also, hypnosiscenter.com. That's all of my courses. And gosh, I've got a list of courses here. In May, we've got the Week of Power. That's May 16th through the 22nd. Take your hypnotherapy practice to the next level. A Week of Power, guess what? That's 7 days. Then we've got the NGH-approved Banyan Hypnosis Hypnotherapy Certification Super Course. That's in July and November. We've got links down below. I'm not going to read the dates. Why is it a super course? Because it has all the basics. It has advanced basics, intermediate work, and then it also has five-path and seven-path. Oh, and by the way, Meredith and I were just talking that we should do a very special episode in the future. So we've got it coming up on Seventh Path. Let's see, what else do I want to talk about before we close out? Oh, if you can't get to a live course, you've got two other options. One is we have the Five Path Advanced Certification Course on DVD. We also have live online, live off-site training. You can attend any of our trainings that we have at our center. You can have them in your own home, on your computer, live, interactive. Information about that is below. And also, if you're just looking at coming into the profession, you're going, wow, this is really exciting. Where do I start? But for one reason, you can't get away from home and you really need more flexibility of time than you can get in attending a live class. We, of course, now have the new hypnosis certification course, which is all the stuff you need to really become a one percenter through the Banyan Hypnosis Center, the basics and advanced stuff on DVD. It's a huge course. It's like 20-something DVDs, audios, and stuff like that. All right, I think I've babbled on enough. Make sure you check out our HypnoSpace. We've made some huge changes there, refreshing it, and it's going to be a lot more fun, a lot more active. Well, that's it. Cal Banyan. Signing off. This recording is the property of Cal Banyan and Cal Banyan's Banyan Publishing Incorporated. All rights reserved for private use only. May not be duplicated without written permission.